want to hit the recording. Very well, we'll call the meeting to order at 17:34. And with that, guys, we always begin our meetings with a moment of silence. Thank you. The agenda and minutes have been sent out previously. Do I have any additions or changes to the presented agenda of our regular scheduled board meeting? Remember, agenda items may not be considered sequenced, subject to change as we include the addition or deletion of items. Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented? I got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, guys on Zoom, I'll just assume I get a pass, or if you guys don't want to, hey Jeff, if you guys don't or got a question, please raise your hand or yell at Pat or something. All righty, very well. Jim, good seeing you, my friend. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. I don't think I've got any specific opening remarks, other than glad you're all with us, and we will get to it. Secretary's report, as I said, minutes have been presented. Do I have any additions or changes to the minutes to our special board meeting, which was held just 2 weeks ago? Give you a minute to take a look and refresh. Alrighty, very well.
We accept the minutes.
I've got a motion to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, thank you. All right. Next on our agenda, as always, the public comment period. I assume, Pat, there's no one on Zoom from the public?
There's not.
Okay. And there's no one here. The public comment period is closed. And Jim?
Yes.
You, my friend, are up.
Does anybody need a hard copy of the finance report?
I
emailed it up earlier today.
Yep, and I've got, there's some copies here, and
I
do have my hard copy.
All right, so I'll start with the overall spreadsheet is out there. At the beginning of the month, we were at $56,218, primarily $50,527 in the savings account and $56,72 in the checking account. During the month, the typical USDA was taken up of $24,948 on the 1st of July. There was $1.09 of interest in July, so at the end of the month, we were at $31,253, which 56, there was no change in the checking account, it was $25,580.53 in the savings account. That was the top page there. The rest of the documents are the bank statements for the four bank accounts, and then I also provided the last 60 days worth of activity in both the savings account and the board checking account, and you will see on the board savings account. On the 3rd of August, they took out the two loan payments, and on the 18th of August, I deposited a check from the school for the next 12 months' worth of loan payments into the bank account.
There it is. I was looking where that was. Right. That was the $299.
That was the $299 check that came from the state to the school and the school to the board.
All right, and but that is not reflected in
that is not reflected right. In the July because that occurred in the month of August.
Yep. Cool. All right, guys, that's pretty straightforward. Good to see that the USDA got deposited, and as you guys also know, we have not funded our escrows yet. we may need to, but so far, both of those accounts remain unfunded at the moment. Cool. Do I see any questions, comments, concerns on the Treasurer's Report and the WSFS banking statements?
Anything else?
Cool. All right. We've got nothing there.
1 second.
Yeah, please.
I think he's kicking back saying that's the wrong password. I don't know if you have anything else.
Seriously?
Yeah. It keeps telling me it's the wrong password.
And you're on the guest one?
I'm on FSMA guest. Oh. Is there a guest two?
Sure. Hey guys on Zoom, we're just getting Reggie squared away with his laptop. He's trying to sign in.
Sorry, Reggie.
All right, so we're done. Treasurer's report. I don't think there was any comments or additional conversation on Treasurer's report. Cool. Seeing none, we'll continue to move on. We're going to get to Pat here in a sec as he goes to that. Guys, we'll be doing the narrative financial sheet, then the web report, and then the Commandant's report. So, Pat, I think we're back to you and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so as you know, with our finances, Charter, the school finance app, and none of this stuff is, everything's re-estimated at this point. Of course, we get 85% of our numbers from May 1st, which is 441. So far, we're 8.33 through our first month of fiscal year 21. State appropriations, of course, based on that 441 cadets, and we received 85% of the revenue $3.9 million. Local funds from school districts is estimated this time of $1.1 million. Just to add, currently right now, and I'll go over this later, just show you how the figures will be off and there will be changes. Right now, our current enrollment is 468. So again, this is something that fluctuates. Other state funds include our carryover from last year, and I will talk about that in a little bit. We have received 90% of our allocation for fiscal year 21 tech block, fiscal year 21 educational statement fund grant, 100% of our MCI, that's minor cap improvement, and 50% of our education opportunity grant and opportunity fund. And I put the full numbers down there below so you can see. We received 83% of our transportation funds of $448,902, which comes out to about $372,000. Just so you know, our MCI, that's 64668, is now gone. We allocated the portion of, see, that state fund needs to be expended every year. Mm-hmm. We can't leave it. So we put that in with the mortgage and principal payment to zero it out.
Okay.
Expenditures, the month of July, we spent $64,366. You know, a lot of that's startup. We have educational consultants we pay, instructional supplies, student support supplies, office supplies, computer supplies, and institutional equipment, which is furniture. That came out to $26,681. Building and grounds totaled $12,515. I want you to know that $1,787 of that was for the termites we found in Morrell Hall. We did have to replace all the wood around two of the doors.
Did we completely remove the doors and put in steel frame fire doors? I assume these are exterior facing doors?
Exterior. No, it's just the wood around them. The doors did not have to be removed. It was all the molding.
Okay. And this is, you're talking about the exterior molding?
Correct.
All right. Going back real quick, how much are we spending for new tech? That number should be down in the 30s somewhere now.
It's around $35,000. I haven't seen a bill from yet this year.
So as long as we're affiliated, it's going to be about $30,000 to $35,000 a year for new tech.
Correct.
Now going forward.
Correct.
Okay.
It goes up and down depending on how many prepaid conferences we have people attending conferences. We don't have many of those.
Right. Okay. All right, got it.
Software maintenance, that's our IT services, $7,600. Reason that is in 1 month like that, because a few of the invoices came in during July. Utilities insurance, $7,151.
Wait a minute, where's our property casualty, our umbrella, big insurance policy? Where's that?
The big one that'll be coming out here in August.
Okay.
And that's why you don't see the big check either for the $299,000. That'll be coming in August.
Yep.
And then, of course, the uniforms and incidentals ended up being about $3,178. With the federal grant, I miswrote this. The federal grant for this year's consolidated grant is estimated $309,000. That is including our $82,155 in school emergency relief. We are carrying over $126,000 from last year. So the total amount right now is $424,352. I want you to know that, again, we have more money coming out in August than we did things in July, and it's just going to hit next month in our payroll. We did have $11,395 come out of our federal grants, and that was for salaries for our educational didactician. So,
all right. So the total for federal for FY21, which includes carryover from last year of 126, is $424,000.
That's all together.
That's all together. But as with some of the federal grants, if I remember, they all don't have to be spent in FY21. Don't they have alternate start and stop dates?
Correct.
All right, so some of this 424 is going to be carried over into FY22 and has to be spent by?
You have 15 months.
Right.
Excuse me, Pat, I think Len might be on hold in Zoom.
Did he send you a...
I didn't know.
Yeah, he probably sent it to me too, and I'm not paying attention.
It's okay.
You are.
I got you.
Okay.
All right, is Len there?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Len.
Yeah. Hey, how are everybody doing?
Good. Good to hear you, and I assume you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Yep, good. All right. Very well. I think we are still on the narrative financial report. We just finished up federal monies, Len, and I think you should have that document in front of you. Yeah, Pat sent that out. All right, so we're on outlook and kind of what's happening.
Right, so everything now is based on fiscal year 20 and then the enrollment count from May 1st. Again, neither one are accurate at this point, but it does give us an estimate. If anything, our figures are going to be going up
right.
in all those categories because it's based off our unit count. I just want you to know when we look at the Webb report, all the money in there is all new money. So the $1.2 million that we had remaining from fiscal year 20 is not in that budget, is not in this budget. And except for $47,000 that we did at carryover. The reason we carried over that $47,000 is because that is money the state allocates, gives us so many years to spend. So, could you guys put yourself on mute, please? Thank you. That we have to, that we have like 2 or 3 years to spend.
Okay, cool. All right. I don't think there's anything else I've got on my mind about the current budget situation. Bob, I assume you're in good shape money-wise with the Marines and all that.
Yes, I'm just trying to confirm, and I've been trying to just, it's a slow go now with DFAS, Department of Financial Accounting Services on the DOD side, trying to confirm that all of our instructions are being taken. And so I've been working this for 4 months, and it's just slow. And they're in a transition process, and people are off work, and it's just, I still don't have any answers. I know it's coming, it's just, I want it done. So, but it just hasn't happened yet, so I'm still working on it.
Question on that, I'm assuming that, I shouldn't assume anything. How are Marines getting paid if the Marine, if Quantico has not come up with their portion of their salaries?
Because they send it to the Bank of New York, which puts it in our state funds. I track it. I get an email every time I see a fund. We know by looking at it that we don't think the number's accurate. I updated our SAM account. I tried to go in there and find out, talk to the guy down there. I finally got a hold of someone. It's been months. And he said, no, you won't be able to see that. I said, well, how do I figure this out? And he said, well, you got to go to the people that are shipping you money and tell you. So that's something that we're looking into. So that money comes to us, so we're paying them out of our state and local funds.
All right, then that's, I guess, what I was getting to. Our instructors, everyone's getting paid, but for our two new instructors who are not kind of on the system, we're having to make up the difference until we either get made whole or they rectify and make us whole. I guess that's what's going to happen.
Correct. And the Marine Corps, I mean, the Marine Corps side has agreed to it, so it'll happen, and we will get back paid. I mean, that they will backdate their payments, yes.
But just to let you know, that's just not a federal problem. That's a state problem, too, because we have been having a number of issues with our vendors. We're not getting paid. We have processed everything. We're pretty good. We turn around things quickly.
Yeah.
But, and then you can't get a hold of anybody because nobody's in. And it's delay after delay after delay. And that seems like to be the common theme so far. Everybody is delayed.
Okay. Well, you need to let me know if I need to do something about either one of those issues.
I think when they're allowed to go back in, I think it'll go away. The problem is they're not.
True, but I certainly would be willing to make a couple of phone calls if needed.
Might as well strike on the sooner side than later before we get a big hole dug here.
Let me ask. How much money is owed our vendors, and our vendors and contractors getting mad and saying, you guys are now 60 days in the hole with me and I haven't gotten paid?
Well, it hasn't been that. Well, the Verizon called us today and we were able to print out, show them, here it is, we paid you May and June. Here's the evidence, it's in the system, it shows. But for some reason, there's a disconnect. And it's hard to call anybody down there and figure out what's going on with this. So it's been a problem we've been having for months. And in some instances, it's just difficult right now.
Okay.
We're working on it. I mean, then there's other vendors that are like, hey, I got this check from you. What's it for? They said it was from all these invoices. Well, they usually match things up by invoices. Now what's happening is they're lumping everything together and sending it, and then it's confusing them. So they're telling us we owe things. Then you talk to somebody else, and they say, oh, no, I have. You guys gave us this money. We have to figure out what goes in and pays it. And then what happens, an unfortunate thing, is it always comes back on us.
Yes.
So it creates more work for us.
Okay. Good. All righty. Anything else on the narrative? Guys on Zoom, anything on the narrative? Okay, cool. All right, I heard you. Thank you. All right, Pat, I think we're talking about...
Can you comment? Pat, one comment.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, I'll update you, Jim.
The contingency?
What's that?
The contingency?
Contingency.
He's got zero going through there. We know there's contingency.
Yeah, well, we're kind of waiting until the numbers start to come out.
Okay.
So I talked to Michelle Hastings. We went over this today, and she's kind of waiting because... It's just until we get more idea of what we're getting.
I was not gonna make any comment about the dates.
Okay. Well, I usually do, so I was prepared. I was like, damn, I missed it. Excuse me.
Yes, thank you. I didn't notice it.
Now I do. Back up.
June?
Scott, it's been a long couple of
I know, months. All right. So other than that, and the up there at the top, I got it. All right, any further discussion on the web report noting the contingency question and the gate? Right, sitting on guys on Zoom, anything on the web report? Nope, okay. Nope. Do I have a... Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to accept the web report?
Motion.
I got a motion here. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? All right. I think I've got all you guys on Zoom as a go. All right, good. CBOC, guys, will be meeting in September. Expectation is we'll be meeting on campus. And as you guys know, that we had a CBOC member. I'm actually looking for another person, another body to join that group. So if there's somebody in mind that you think might be a good, they don't want to get their feet totally wet, they don't want to be on the board, and they don't want to be that involved, but they'd like a little public service. We meet every other month, except in the summer when we've got the June, the July, and the August.
May, June, July.
May, June, July, thank you, because we go one month right after. Right. So if anybody knows anybody that is interested in serving on CBOC, please let me know. Other than that, I don't have any other comments. Okay. Moving on, guys, we are now into the Commandant's Report, and all that, back to you, Kat.
Okay, as of today, we have 468 cadets enrolled for the school year. I want you to know that, you know, for the last 2 weeks, we have one dropping, one adding, so it's been fluctuating. It's stayed pretty steady because as one goes out, one comes in. So, but that's where we stand right now.
Pat, can you offer a little insight as to, are we losing kids just because it's, oh, I got accepted where I want to go, or I have, you know, someone's moving, or is it all C-19 related?
I think it's a little bit of both. One, we have a homeschool.
Okay.
Just got that one today, junior. Started taking college classes over the summer and decided, you know what? The cadet did well, so mom said, hey, we're not going back. We're just going to keep pursuing this. Totally understand. We got others say, hey, with everything going on, I'm just going to keep my child back at home. It goes with, then we're getting applications because people said, oh, since we're going higher, at least we're doing something, they want to come to us. So it's all over the place.
Okay.
And where we're at with that. So,
do you expect enrollment to actually go even higher than the 468? I mean, do you think we're going to hit 470 before it's all said and done?
We might, but I talked with Ms. Miller about that because we can't overload our classes too much because we're already stretching.
Yep, no question. Well, we knew 475 was really like, that's it. We can't do any more than that. We're just physically out of space. And given the parameters that we have to operate under, the space requirements just magnified.
Correct.
No question.
Do we have a wait list, or you just happen to get people who are calling and saying we have openings, or?
We have like three or four in a wait list. As of now, 66% of our families have chosen 100 remote.
No, solution. 66 families, not
66 families.
Yeah, that's not 66%.
Oh, did I say percent?
Yes,
you
did.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
66 families have chosen 100% remote instruction.
All right, so that's about, what would be?
14%.
14%?
Yeah.
Correct, sorry about that.
Yeah, you gave me a heart attack there.
So I'm tired, Scott.
All right, anything else? I don't think we've got any appointments, resignations. All right, Colonel, to you, sir.
Well, we have two new instructors on board now. Mass Sergeant Humalon came on first. He started working on the 10th. Of August, and Lieutenant Colonel Weiss, his first real day is today. He was in for a bit on Thursday. His retirement ceremony was Friday. It was a nightmare, so I'm told, because of the bridge issue. And he lives on this side of the bridge, and he went to get over. That's when they had the jumper issue on Friday.
Oh, I didn't know this. Oh, they had somebody on the bloody one.
And he and his family and friends, and you know, they're trailed out because he tried to get there early. Well, they all, the thing was hours late at the end of the day. It was a shame, and people didn't make it. And so, anyway, he got through that. Matter of fact, Messer Bird came in on Friday to drop off some stuff and say goodbye, basically, to the staff. And he calls me at 7:30 and said, he left here at 13:30. He calls me at 7:30 at night saying, hey, yeah, I'm still trying to go over the bridge. It was awful.
I went to Richmond. I had no idea why my traffic had me go through Baltimore that way.
Yeah, it was
to Richmond from here.
Apparently, it was shut down for 11 hours total.
Wow.
Like
oh, goodness gracious. So, well, let us hope that
anyway.
the Colonel and the new Master Sergeant don't experience. Now, are they both on our side of the? Both
yes.
On the Eastern Shore?
Yes. Yes.
No more bridge.
Scott Weiss lives in the Queenstown area.
Right.
And that's where Hoover-Wan lives down the street about 5 miles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's right there in the southern end of Smyrna. So they're both here. They're both working. And it's going well. They're engaged. They're doing the things that that I want them to do. And we're figuring it out. So it's all good. We started our camp really yesterday with the leadership of the cadre coming together, and they've shown up a few times over the last few weeks, and today was the first day of the full cadre, so we have 43 here today, and we'll have about that same number back tomorrow, and then on Thursday is when the camp starts, and we have about 131, I think, new cadets. Now, what we don't know is, are they all going to come? Because it's a mixed mash of, you know, some are going hybrid, virtual only. They're not coming to the camp at all. Some are going virtual, but they're going to come to the camp. We didn't really ask that question because we didn't know really pictured it developed until recently. So we'll see how many we really end up with on Thursday.
Would it be worth sending a note to those that are only going virtual and saying, we still want you to come to camp if you can, or is it that's beyond because they're totally virtual, that means I don't want to come even for camp, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right.
We've had some communication there. Pat sent out a number of messages about that to the parents about the camp and everything. It's just, you know, at this point, and some of them have changed their mind daily. You know, so there's some dynamics at home going on and things like that. So it would be a kind of a futile effort right now, to be honest with you.
Yep.
We're just going to wait till Thursday morning and see what we have.
All right. Understood. Cool. And so the freshmen or the new cadets arrive this Thursday.
Correct.
So the Thursday, not Friday, or Thursday, Friday, and then the following week is?
Monday through Thursday.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Cool. Anything else?
Sure.
All right. Back to you, Pat.
So on the 25th, I'll let Stacy talk about this. Our staff started RBT training.
What's that?
And I'll let her describe what it is and what they're doing. Ms. Clark?
So our instructional staff, so the teachers, are engaged in 3 full days of online live for real-time research for better teaching.
Oh.
And the Department of Education, through some of the CARES Act, has offered this to all schools who signed up. They had limited seats. We were one that we got all of our teachers in. We're all doing it for the next 3 days, which is great. It's probably a couple thousand for each person, at least, probably.
Wow.
If we pay for it out of pocket. But it talks about how to build relationships, and develop a culture that you want for your classroom, and some of the norms and engagement with students from a virtual setting. And because, as you know, all of us are trained in a brick-and-mortar setting, and so these are 3 great days. It's a really good day today, so that was wonderful. So we will put in a bunch of hours over the next 3 days and then design a little more intensely on Friday our structures and our negotiables and non-negotiables. And I'll steal a word, as somebody said it last time, our commitments. So teacher commitments, cadet commitments, and parent commitments. So we'll be working on that after this.
Hey, Stacy, can you describe just a little bit more about kind of how does one engage in the Zoom environment? Because, right, I mean, the kids, first they got to get online. And we know that what we experienced in the spring was that while it was not a very large number for us, we know from the districts that they had just tens and tens of kids, I don't know, maybe hundreds, that never showed up, didn't care, didn't show up, we're not going to get online. And then when they get online, are they actually talking about these techniques of engagement while you're looking at, you know, the Hollywood Square box and that kind of thing?
Yes. So they did, and they gave us some statistics. 37 minutes is the longest, and then you have to have a some sort of physical break for any concentration. Obviously, it's not 37 straight minutes, but 37 minutes, and your body has actually done the work. And we talked about all the kind of different movements that you could do for different classes. People gave other people ideas. So we've engaged pretty heavily in that today. That was
learning is a lot different than, I'd say, regular learning. Are we getting guidance from new tech or whoever to help us, like, continuing that learning process since it is so unique and what I think what really helps the kids here? Or
well, that's a good question. It we spent I think it was about $40,000 from a prior grant. Is that correct, Pat?
Are you talking about your training this summer?
Yes.
Yeah, that was 19 and 20.
Yeah, so we did each teacher, all but two teachers participated, and they did a minimum of 30 hours of training, and it was led by Katie, who's our PBL coach, and myself. Katie did the bulk, the big lifting of it, and so I want to give her the kudos. But each teacher did a minimum of 30 hours, and some did 75 with us. I did have the staff also submit some of the hours that they did, and we're, one teacher was zero, but everybody else, the minimum was 15 for every single teacher in our building, and the max so far is 170 hours that they spent in the summer to build up the return to first state. So I think, to me, that's incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
All the work they put in. A lot of it is PBL. A lot of it is that. That is a lot of work. It's really like writing your own textbook. That changes constantly, that you have to rip out chapters and build new ones, depending on the group that you have. So it is a lot of work, Leslie. So thank you for recognizing that.
No, especially with the new cadets who don't know that learning structure.
A lot of things that they weren't strong in and that maybe they needed some work on, and we recognize that, and we shifted gears a number of times to accommodate and to be able to provide what they needed. So we broke it down pretty far down to the ground, and we got a couple steps going. So I'm feeling good after this summer with our instructional piece of where we're going. We have a lot of work, but I think they were very happy, and all the feedback numerous times over on assessment, the feedback forms and things were, please do more, please do more. So it was really good. It was really good.
Great.
Anything else?
Yeah, I just want to add, Leslie, don't forget, since when we opened, we visited other new tech schools, one of the things they always said to us is to have an instructional coach trained by a new tech. So, yeah, it just took us longer to get there than we wanted. But, we have, that's why Katie Kubota is now in that position. She's trained by a new tech. So the nice thing is that now she's working with Ms. Clark and then all the other teachers. Now we have that additional asset into our school. And so she can provide that. She is there as a resource for our educators, which is a big plus for our teachers. And like what Ms. Clark said, our teachers did a wonderful job this summer. They came in and they really worked hard and did the training done, and they're ready to go with this. So,
It just throws another wrinkle into, I think, the teaching style that this school has that other schools don't. And again, I think Stacey was mentioning, as a new cadet and a new student, you're not yet you don't know what that is. And as a parent, how do I make sure this is the right thing for my kid? It's another struggle and challenge, and it sounds like the teachers are up for it, so it's great.
Yep, I agree.
I will say that this year we will do an echo training, virtual echo training. We'll talk about a couple dates, and I know Pat likes the idea too, so our teachers will do that for parents so that they understand it a little bit better. And we probably will do a PBL briefing, and I would actually like to do that with all of you, just to give you a little briefing of it in one of the upcoming months. And we'll do that with parents too, because it is a big transition. Maybe a lot of times they say, well, where's the book? And there's not one book, because it's so inquiry driven. So, yeah, it's a different mindset.
Wonderful. Anybody else? Questions for Stacy in here? Nope. Zoom. You guys good? Any questions for Stacy? All right, cool. All right, sounds like we're good. Pat, I think we've covered cadet orientation, hybrid schedule, induction day. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So, we want to keep it. One of the things we identified this summer is we want to keep our traditions. We just don't want to give up things we've been doing, only because things have changed. So, you know, there's no reason why we can't do it. We did graduation, except we won't allow the parents to come for this one.
All right, so I'm sorry, we will not or will?
Will not, because we won't be able, and we won't be able. We're still at cap to 250. So if we have all our new cadets here, which is currently 131, and it might grow by another four, and then all our cadre here, and then all of our guests and faculty, we're going to be pushing 250 with just that.
Pat, do you know what percentage under the hybrid model? You know, for one, are any of the new cadets 100% virtual?
I don't have the exact figure, but I can tell you that out of that 66, it's like a quarter. When you look at it, they're from every grade. Okay. So just say it's a quarter of that number.
But they won't all 131. I mean, I'm just saying if it was...
Right, they may not all be here.
Right, so on the day they come anyway, could it be on that day?
Oh.
It was one third of that figure.
So what?
I'm just asking.
All right. So
it would be a smaller unit than everyone, but would that take away if it wasn't as big as usual?
Well, we always do it on POW.
Yeah, MIA day. And we tend to have a guest speaker. Speaking of, are you still pursuing?
I just wanted to wait for the board meeting now.
Okay. So your thought is that we actually do four separate induction days, so when that particular...
It's just a thought. No. I know the parents really want to be part of that.
I know they do. That's kind of...
Buy-in.
It is. Some of that is buy-in. Some of it. A lot of it is buy-in for moms and dads to see their cadets walk across and march and take the oath and all that sort of stuff. So,
can I add some thoughts to that?
Yep, please. We're just brainstorming and seeing if there's an opportunity here.
Well, just keep in mind one thing. So we look at our grade breakdown. They have it on their board over there. It's like ninth graders, 125. Sophomores, 130. Juniors is like 120. Seniors is our smallest class, always is.
Right.
So, we're going to have the same issue each day we do it. And then what we're going to have to do with the parents, we're going to have to limit it. And in some cases, we're going to have to say, okay, you know, we might have to do like a lottery. And, you know, it's just, my thought process is that's a lot of work. Not to say that I don't mind that, but that's a lot of work putting into planning that. So that's
well,
what we just thought the new cadets, because they haven't experienced it yet. They haven't done it. The others have.
Right. Well, you know what we get to one parent, sorry, you didn't make the lottery, you ain't coming, and the other parent gets to come.
Something's better than nothing.
Well, that's true. But for the parent who doesn't get to come because their number wasn't drawn, or however that happened.
So this is something for... Are you saying this is just the new cadets, or is this for all the cadets? All
right, so if I may, the entire battalion participates in the past, all right? The focus, however, has been our freshmen who participate in this event. And it is a big deal for, as Leslie said, and as Hans is noting, for our parents to see their freshmen advance onto the flagpole and all that sort of stuff.
I have an idea.
All right.
I just went to someone's graduation at Lackland that I was going to attend personally, and it was broadcast in a tactful, meaningful way. And we had to watch it virtually.
Well, that's how we handled the bulk of the graduation.
Maybe that's
we just had those guys show up,
right,
and it was done Facebook Live for the parents, or for many of the extended families of all our graduates who could not come because they were all limited, what, to two? Moms and dads.
But we're still only having people one day a week. So is it equal, the freshmen equal Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
With the numbers you have on the board over here, it's like 125, 130.
So we'll run into the same 250 problem. Virtually every day we try to do it because of the cadre piece, and the classes are about the same size except for the seniors, which is probably about 90. So we will run into that kind of problem for every day of the week because each class is as big as the freshman class.
And we're limited to that 250 even
Correct.
If it's outside.
Correct.
So on phase two.
If you want to do more than 250, you got to submit a plan into the state. That's big. I know people are doing that. That's a big pain in the butt.
And can I add that you know, we brought those guys into the field graduation. That was $5,000.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap.
Yeah, and that was not cheap.
That, you know, so, I mean, and then planning graduation was no small undertaking. Plus that if we have chairs and we keep them for a whole week's time, that's also, all this, it's going to be expensive.
I think it's a huge deal for the parents. I think it's a huge deal for the cadets too.
No question. There's no argument how
so,
big
so then,
the induction
so then
day is.
How much are we willing to sacrifice to make that happen for them? And I guess my gut reaction is I think we should have to sacrifice a lot to make that happen for them. Our whole issue with this process was the Marine Corps side of it, the ROTC side, to bring the kids in, you know, so they get our culture. Well, we're going to cheat them out of the first part of it if we don't.
Pat, is there a way, well, we won't be cheating, we will not be cheating our cadets, it's the families that we're talking about, and that goes directly to what Leslie's referring to is tomorrow moms and dads.
But that's part of it too, because those kids are going to be standing up there looking for mom and dad.
I'm not arguing with you at all. You guys are spot on. And induction day has always been a great day for us. Maybe Pat, if there is maybe two things. First is, would you be willing to call those guys back and see if what kind of cost, if this is a second job, whether it's the same cost, maybe it's a little less, maybe we can get them again, and how much? So at least we can take care of folks that are...
Just one day on the Friday?
Yeah, just for, we're shooting for just the one day with our freshmen. And then the second question, and Bob, this will go to you, of course, is whether there's an opportunity to do an induction day that is, I don't know, trying to get to what Hans and Reg and what we're talking about here, whether there's a way of planning it that, I don't know, what's the word I want to use?
Yeah, well, the other thing I'm thinking too, Scott, is, I mean, do we know anybody that's got a plan approved through the state?
Well, I do. I know a number of businesses and those types of folks, but part of that, you know, I mean, I can certainly ask those guys about how.
I mean, I'm just curious, you know, how difficult would it be? I mean, we have enough room, I think, to keep people apart if we.
We do.
We've got a big space here, some big open area that we could use, even the field. But, I mean, how much? It might be a lot less than trying to do four different induction days.
That's a good point.
By going to, you know, maybe going that route.
It might sell under the veteran / military concept a little bit, especially depending on who the guest speaker is.
Yep. All right. So I'll tell you what. I will
let me reach out to some of the folks I know that have done and executed more than 250 outdoor events and see what kind of rigmarole they got to go through. I can tell you off the top of my head, I know there are sanitation stations, there are various ingress and egress issues, but some of this could be absolutely more doable, Reg, to your exact point, than trying to do it more than just once.
Right. And you know, I'll throw that out there. I'm available if you need help with that, or if something needs to be done for that, I'm all game.
And maybe as a backup, possibly the video stuff.
Well, Pat's going to go ahead and reach out to those guys for a one-day-only induction day for live streaming and see if we can get a deal. Since it'll be this, and then I will tell you, I think Pat, they did an excellent job. I think they were pleased with how the event went, and what I'm saying is, I don't think there'll be any question from them. If you called and said, "Hey, we think we got another event," they're going to say, "You guys were paying the ass, and I'm not coming back up there."
Oh no, they loved our event. They said, "Well, that was great. You guys are right to the point. Get it done and move on." It's just a couple thoughts. You know, I can do the possibility. I just want you to think of a few things. Graduation, we had 80 cadets and chairs. We have 470 cadets and chairs spread out by 6 feet. We are going to be taking up that whole area out there. And again, now we can use the field. Hopefully it's green by then. but the thing about it is that just imagine that now we've lost the location that makes it special. So with the flag pool and everything,
yep.
The POWMIA chair and everything like that. So a couple things to think about there. Plus, that if we're going to bring in more, you know, one of the biggest hassles we have that day is parking. Mm-hmm. That is always a bear for us. And we have to make special, this is going to be just a huge, huge undertaking. Now, I'll do it, then I'm fine, but we just got to make sure we look at everything before we proceed, because I don't want to get to the point where we planned all this out and we're starting looking, we get all these chairs and all these parents, and we're like, where are we going to put everybody? Because we have to spread out so much. Something to think about.
Yeah, they can make a decision if you want to just try this for the freshmen because it's their first one. So you've got the other side that says, well, it's the senior's last one. And so, you know, get a little bit of that. Or are you trying to do it for everybody?
But don't forget the cadre, the seniors that are involved.
Oh, yeah.
They're here.
Oh, sure.
They'll be there.
All right, so I think
you'd be surprised, Don, you might not get as much participation either because of COVID.
Because
you're going to get a lot of the grandparents are going to be like, no, I don't want to go. You know, I'm 70 years old. I'm not going out in this. So it may not be as much. And then the flagpole and the POW chair or the MIA chair, I mean, I don't know if that's something that can be, you know, a flagpole, I can see very easily a temporary flagpole if you had to do it in the field. I don't know about the POW MIA chair. But I mean,
that's perfect.
Yeah, none of that sounds to be insurmountable to me anyway.
So can I give one more thought just remember when we do these things?
All right, then to you, Jim.
Just remember we're a school. And so when we put these events on, it takes our kids out of the classroom and it takes away from instruction. That is our primary mission. And it kind of pulls us away from that. And sure, we can do all these things, but then what it comes down to then is that we're taking a whole week of school and we're saying, okay, guys, we're not doing any instruction this week or 3 weeks up to it. And this is all we're going to focus on. And then everything else goes out the window. And, you know, of course, we're a special school. We do things differently, but we are still a school. And education and teaching is our number one priority. All these things, like I'm not a can't guy, I believe in can, but we got to make sure we factor in all these things and ask ourselves before we start going forward.
All right, Jim.
So if I understand, there's potentially three possibilities. Possibility number one is to do the entire school.
Right.
All right, so the pluses to that is, yes, you got the environment. The downside is you can't get parents and grandparents or anybody like that. Second piece that Patrick pointed out too is there's no parking. Third piece is, you know, because you're only going to have 130 that are taking the public transport, the bus transportation, so you've got 300 that have to get here coming in a different way, and you're not fitting 300 cars anyplace around this place. I don't see any possibility for that. Fourth is the logistics of having all this stuff there, okay? The second option is to do a class a day, which means then you have to have no instruction for a period of time for each day, because the instructors are there doing that. Two is you're going to have the cadres be there the entire 4 days, if I'm not mistaken, because it's doing the cadres there. Three is you still have to get people to there. You still have to figure out how to get people on a daily basis. So, you know, I'm sorry, Pat, I am leaning towards saying do the freshmen or do the new cadets only. You limit the people. We figure out whether or not we can get to a video stream from someplace, and it's there. And yes, POW Day, MIA Day is important. That's one of the core things that are here. The ability to have the entire brigade here during a COVID-19 event and the other constraints that we have here, I'm sorry, that will need to go by the wayside, in my opinion, and the means are cheap. And doing a rolling every day defeats the purpose, and is at least four times the cost. Not just like a peer ROI in the experience. And yes, I can do the parents, cool. If we can figure out a way to get a stream, cool. But if you try to do anything different than that, I think you're creating a massive anomaly and a massive complexity. And going through the red tape and having 400, 500 people on campus, so plus everything else and cars, and there is only one way in and out of this campus. There is only one way in and out. So if you talk about your egresses, you're creating a whole different set of problems and challenges to figure out how you have an egress path.
All right. Zoom, guys, anybody there? Comments?
Hey, this is Chris. I agree with Connor. I mean, the idea of doing 4 days in a row, like Kim said, not only four times in college, but completely making kids out of players for a week. I think my big experience is seeing some of these large events, we've got the Milwaukee Garden events. It's a huge cost, and I can't imagine where we're going to get the money for that. But like you said, you know, sanitation stations, Jim said, you only have one way in, and the state is not really built for that in large events, with the brief things that I've seen. And I mean, I get it. You know, my cadet's now in college, and guess what? There's some events we can't go to because of COVID. It does suck, but it is for the kids. It's not for me. It's for his experience, not mine. And, I mean, if I have to enjoy it over Facebook, I got to enjoy it over Facebook. That's for, you know, again, this is a kid's high school experience, not mine. I mean, it sucks for us now on it, but, it is what it is. No, predict this, we've got to deal with what we got now.
All right. Chris, thank you. Anybody else? BW? Anybody else on Zoom? Lenny?
I like two of the options. One would be just have it for freshmen, just so they could get that chance. I know a senior would be their last time, but they're going to have a graduation. So I would ask if we consider doing it just for freshmen. And then the other option, I think, would be to have it and broadcast it, have it for the entire school broadcast. In either case, I say one day is the limit.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so I think we've got a kind of a path forward. The first is clearly we're going to reach out to our friends down there and see if we can get them to be engaged again for a Zoom. I will endeavor to look at the planning around an event outside for 250 people or more, just to get an understanding.
I think to Chris's point, I've seen some of the plans, and they do get, and there may be some things that we soon see that we can adjust and handle, or there may be some things that are required when you do this that just kicks us out immediately. So I will endeavor to do that. I think, Pat, for planning purposes, if I got the sense of the board is, I think you focus on the freshmen. I think you focus on a one day, and I will communicate with the board about what I learned as it relates to an event that's 250 and greater outside in a pretty quick manner in the next couple of days, see if there is in fact an opportunity or an opening that we can get to it. Hansi.
If the freshmen, if it was freshmen only, would those senior cadre that were involved, they would be there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they would. No question about it.
Yeah, Hans, the same cadets that are going to be here starting Thursday, correct, mm-hmm. Colonel? Those cadets, the cadre and those new cadets, they will all be here. So that, I mean, that alone, so that tightens us up, because we talked about, I might even have to ask some teachers to stay inside.
Well, and that also includes not only seniors, but juniors, because there are a fair number of NCOs. If I'm not mistaken, Bob, we've got a number of juniors who are cadre, who are NCOs, that'll be part of that as well. Okay, good points, good discussion, guys. Got it. Okay, anything else, Pat, on Commandant's report?
No, Colonel talked about OMIs on campus, and the last thing is the internet will be upgraded to 1 gig before 9 September. He said it'll probably happen next week. And just let you know, it's an additional $960 a month we have to pay.
All right. It's a lot more than I kind of thought, but we got to have it, so no worries there. All right, guys, very well. We've gone through Commandant's report. Anything else, Pat, Bob, for y'all?
That's good.
All right, cool. All right, let's go to committee reports. Yes, no fall sports. Stacy, anything else you want to cover under academics?
No, unless somebody has a question.
Nothing here in the room. Anybody on Zoom for Miss Stacy? Nope, cool. All right, next is Madam Communications.
Yeah, so I actually got a copy of the snapshot card the other day. I think I just had some slight revisions, so we will have that soon for the class of 2020. So we'll, I don't know how we're going to use it this year. I mean, I would use it for the postcards. If we want to put it up on the website, you know, we should just talk about how we want to use it.
Maybe. Well, for sure, send it to me, because yeah. I'm going to send it to our founding committee members. I still have a big list of folks that I update every once in a while. By the way, you guys remember Jim Leonard, the colonel that started us all, or was the one interested? He's on that list, and I sent out a notice, and he wrote back and said, I'm still getting it, I'm still reading about First State, and he said it's one of his proudest efforts ever. He's still very, I think he lives in Texas now, or somewhere, Colonel Lemon. Anyway, sorry, I went down the rabbit hole. Yes,
and,
ma'am.
Yeah, and then Pat and I connected earlier this week a little bit on the whole, we are, better together, and trying to use that as a theme as we communicate to our parents, again, just to get them to understand the we is really what's important here. So I think Stacy used it in some other things, just trying to, and I know it's not your theme of your year, Pat, and we chatted about that, but it's kind of the theme for, getting people idea to kind of come back to what we want to be and embed on this campus again. So ideally that's the approach we want to take.
Wonderful.
So, if there's, one thing is, so I just, there was slight questions, I think, on the parents page. When will the Facebook pages be back up? And what, are we just using emails or communication?
Did I laugh out loud?
Communication to these
it
parents
is, yes.
is, A, I know it's always been a struggle.
I know it is.
B, it's super, super important. And I don't like that they use the parents page to ask questions and they all buzz it around. I'm like,
yeah.
Just call Pat. Like, I just, at the time, I just want to go, just call Pat. But I don't want that for you either. But I don't know the best way to communicate with them. I know we don't always get them. So let's just talk about it.
All right. So you guys know how I am on some of this stuff. However, Leslie, your point is well taken. We did have a fairly robust Facebook presence. Miss Patty, I think, posted fairly regularly. We had some folks that did. Of course, then we had that former cadet and all those things. You're probably right. It is probably time to put that thing back into motion and crank it back up and start it back up. So, probably, that's my better judgment. But, let me look around the room, see what everybody is. Yeah, I think you're right. Pat, I know you absolutely, but we probably should ask Miss Patty and those that were engaged to crank it back up and get it going.
Okay.
All right.
Up tomorrow. It's already it's
I know
already
it's
updated. It's ready. All you got to do is click a button and it goes live again.
Yeah.
Is that all of them? Because like the athletics page seems to be not there. Like I looked today and there was something on the athletics page wasn't there.
I'm not familiar with the athletics page.
Yeah, there was some athletics. Because there's even ones like there's an SMA lacrosse page, like there's other ones.
Those are parent created.
Yes.
We had nothing to do with those.
Correct.
We only have one page.
Yep.
The rest of those are created by the people.
Because the football coach posts on the athletics one. Even the new coach has posted on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So Pat, you might want to check into that since we don't have any fall sports. But I'm almost sure the lacrosse. Was definitely
It was a little hybrid. Miss Patty, I think, started
yes.
that one. So it was a little combo of parent slash, you know. But,
yeah, but that was definitely operated outside of us.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just looking around the room. Comments on Facebook. You're fine, Hansi.
Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, I know the principal of CR High just has a Twitter and school's closed. She just tweets it, but I mean.
We ain't doing Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some kind of social media
yes.
is important.
Yes, and that's her point.
Well,
yeah.
Not just that, just communication.
Yeah,
yes.
It adds
some
to the
communication. Some people use Facebook as their mode of communication,
absolutely.
And we've got to be there for them.
Yes.
And, you know, so I think that's what's really going to be important, is that
sure.
we communicate more through email or Facebook that we have all those avenues.
Yeah. Guys on Zoom, any comments? You say I'm here?
No, I'm here.
All right.
What's Facebook?
Yeah, what's Facebook? Well, that's my question.
So if anybody tries to Facebook me, you can find me.
That's right. All right, Facebook, we'll bring it back live. This will be the schools one. And Pat, you can check into the athletics.
I got it.
All right, cool. Anything else?
That's it.
Wonderful. All right, moving along. I think, Reg, I don't know if you spoke to Kevin or anything about...
Nothing new on either fronts.
Okay. All right, cool. I think we will be, hopefully next month, I'll be presenting some wonderful information about a donation coming to the school. Hopefully that's going to happen in a little bit, and it'll go directly to our construction stuff. Anything, guys, Zoom, anything on facilities, questions? Nope.
I'm here.
All right, cool. All right, good. All right, VW, I think were you, organizational issues? Guys got any changes to the bylaws, get them to Verity
and we're going to vote on next month for sure. Get that squared away. I think that covers. I don't know. Yes, calendars. So, guys, real quick, I'm a little ahead of schedule, but we've got the November and December board meetings are like the 24th before Thanksgiving and the 22nd before Christmas. So next month I'll probably ask for some new dates, unless you want to think about it now, for November and December. I will also be, we'll be doing our annual Christmas dinner, holiday dinner here, I expect, and depending on what the rules of engagement are, maybe it'll be individual dinners, or maybe we'll be able to do buffet, but we've got plenty of room, and I think we'll be able to spread out, but expect to be in here for our holiday dinner, and I think...
Do you want to just do the third Tuesday instead of the fourth? Because isn't that what you normally do for the November, December? Is that, put that out there?
All right, so guys, we're looking at, I think it's the 17th of November and the 15th of December. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep. Yep.
All right, guys on Zoom.
I make a motion.
What's the first date again?
Yeah. 17 November, so we're moving it from the 24th to the 17th of November, and we're moving it from the 22nd to the 15th.
I'll be out of town about those
days. Uh-oh. Hey, Whit, I forgot, when are you getting married? Of
yeah, I
work for
get that change for us.
Yeah, right. So which October? Are you talking about this October?
This October, we bumped it out so we could put it outside, and it's just with the immediate family. So it's October 9th.
Okay, so that means, yeah. Hey, Chris, you're gonna have to take care of that for us, big guy.
I can do that, sir.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking about the November, so the 17th, Verity, you're on travel or gone, and the 22nd, you're gone?
Correct.
15th.
And the 15th.
They'll probably still be Zooming anyway.
All right. What do you think, guys? What do you want to do?
Motion.
Yeah, give me a motion.
Well, maybe Verity can join us, possibly. I'll make a motion that we move the meetings of the board in November and December to 17 November and 15 December, respectively, for 2020.
Okay.
A second.
I got a motion. I got a second. Do I have any further discussion? Len, VW?
No, I just want you to be aware of her quorum, but I won't be able to be there.
Okay, for both the November and December dates?
Yeah, I'm out of the state. I haven't been able to travel all year, Scott. I got to book it out for the election.
Understood. I'll join you. all right, cool. Very well, guys. I think we've got a motion. Any further discussion on the motion on the floor? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? All right, seeing none, great, passed. All right, guys, I think we are just about wrapped up. I don't think I've got anything else. On my agenda, so it's always a whip around. Oh, it's raining! Damn it! God! Did it just start raining?
Yes, it did.
Oh, it's pouring. Too.
It's been pouring for a little while.
Duh! Anyway.
We're on tape.
Oh, sorry. I can't believe it's raining. Anyway, let me go whip around the room. Jim.
I will be spending September 1 for the promotion ceremony for my son to lieutenant commander. So,
the big son.
Yeah, so now he's going to be the same rank as his sister. So.
Oh, thank goodness, because yes. I can't have that. All right, Reg.
I'm good.
Anything? All right, Colonel.
I'm good, thank you.
All right, Pat.
I'm good.
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 Guys on Zoom, Len.
All good here.
Wonderful, thank you, sir. Chris.
All good, sir.
Wonderful. Verity?
Just that we'll be taking a Pat and Stacy and the Colonel when these kids come back.
Yeah.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
No question. It's going to be, what can I tell you? And Stacy, anything else?
No, thank you.
All right, guys. Wonderful. Short and sweet, I guess. And. Yes, I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I've got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, abstentions, see none. We're adjourned.